Sodezu, this field,
Shemoshchanti Lecho, that I gave it from Mashkin to you. A mashkin means I once borrowed $1,000 from you, and I put down a pledge to have a mashkin that should hold on until I pay it back. But who owns the goof of the mashkin? It still belongs to me. I'm only letting you hold on to this mashkin. So I tell you, you should know, that when I redeem it, when I pay you back the money, and redeem a tikdush, I want it to become hegdish. The locher is the kitcha. That you could do. Why? Because really the mashkin you own. It's your property. You're only letting him hold on to it like the Maisya Deha, let him work on to it until you pay up. So you see, if the goof belongs to you, that's called biyadoi, that you could be makdishit. See, also, the lady, the Isha, she owns herself. She owns the hands. Just close the man, she's married to her husband, she has to work for him. So let it be chal now for later when she gets to get. So Mar says, no, again, there's no sushta. Maska larshisha bred ravidi. Me dumb, it's one have to do with the other. I'll tell you, there's a big difference. Hossam over there, when you give a pledge to your friend, biyadil of doisai. Anytime you want, just go pay him back the money, and he has to give you back the pledge. So that's called, it still belongs to you. It's still your money, it's still your pledge. You're only letting him hold it for a guarantee that you pay him up. But anytime you want it back, just go and pay him back the money, and you get it back. Hossam, ashenkan over here, the isha, lemaisa, she's married. Once she's married, ain't biyada lagarashatzma. She has no way of giving a get to herself. She can't get the get out of her husband. She can't say she could do something to make it that she has a whole hand back to herself. No. Once she's married, now she has to work for the husband. It's meshurbet to the husband until the husband gives her a get. And she has no way of asking for the get of the other to get the get. Therefore, again, back to Kasha, why is the nedachal here? It's not biyada, it should be a double shlobel yerlam. But the whole domit is only like elo to a case liyay melechaver. If you tell your friend, saw this zoo, this field, shemashchanti lechol liyestashonim, that I'm giving you this for a pledge for 10 years. I'm telling you clearly, for the next 10 years, I'm not going to pay you up like, and you have a right to use my field for the next 10 years. But after 10 years, when I pay you up, then I get it back. If you say, well, look, shevdenim mimoch, that when I'm bepoydrus from you, tigdish it is chal, the kitcher saka is the case is chal. So, l'chur, our case should be like that. So, Mara says again, no, it's not like that. Maskel or Rabashi, Midarmid is also not like that case. Hossam over there, I'll tell you the reason why it's called the Hegdish. What happened? You borrowed $1,000 from your friend, and you gave him a field to hold on for 10 years. True, these 10 years he has the right to hold on to it. But after the 10 years are up, from then, it's biyodus in your power to get back your field. You could just pay him back the money, and you get back your field. So true, there's a 10-year limit that you can't get it. But after that, it's up to you to get it back. Therefore, you could be makdashit. Ma'ashen kein, hocha, once the isha got married, shahand is meshurba to her husband, ain't biyada lagarashatzma liyelam. She's never in a power to get a get. The husband has the power to give the get. She has no power of making a get. So since l'olam, it's not called in our hands to get a get. So if so, again, it's the kasher, why does Shmuel paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that if a wife makes a neder, that whatever she works, the husband can't eat, can't use, the husband has to be made for it. Because the neder will be chal when she gets a get. The question is why? It's not in her power to make a get, so it should be called shlobel yerlam. So why is the neder chal? If an Al Mishnah, Shmuel Paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Yochanan Sandal, that a Hegdish is not Chal now for later, so why by Nadarimir does he say that the wife's neder is Chal when she gets a get? So the answer is like this. The Teretz is, Elo Omer Ravashi, Ravashi answers like this. Again, Koinomas Kamrit, you're asking Akasha from the side of Nadarim, like, when the Isha makes her hands, whatever she makes, the cakes, the food that she makes, she's making like a neder kainomis that has nisa hegdish, that the husband can't eat from it. Kainomis means like the yisoid of a nisa neder. That's shani, that's different. Why? Because kainomis kamrit, you're talking about kainomis, shani kainomis are different. The kedusha saguf ninu, that she have a power to make a neder, that the food becomes osur on the husband, that's called the kedusha saguf. That's a strong iser. Kedusha saguf is chal, and the klal is ukud rav, like Rav always says. So Yom HaRav, Rav says, the Yom HaRav, Rav says, Hegdish, when you want to be makdish something, or else chametz, when the Issa chametz on Pesach, when the bread becomes a chametz, becomes osa bano, v'shichrur, or else if you have an eved, and your meshacha, the master, frees the eved, the lacher is mafkiyin midei shibut. Even though these things are meshubut to somebody else. Let's say you have your chametz, that you are meshavet it to somebody else. When it becomes Pesach, the Issa ano, that takes away the shibut. Let's say you have something that's meshubut to somebody else, but you makdish it. The fact that you makdish it, that takes off the hegdish. The such is said that hegdish is mafkiya midei shibut. Therefore, when Isha makes the neder, really the neder is such a strong Isha, it's called like a Kedusha Saguf, that the Kedusha Saguf has the power to take away her shibut. What was the whole question? That since she has a chiyuv, she has an obligation, she's a chiyuv to work for husband, it's like a hand doesn't belong to her, she can't put Isurim on a hand to get to a husband. The Torah says, no, these Isurim of Nedarim are so strong, it's called the Kedusha Saguf, that's chal no matter what's there. And once it's chal, it even breaks the shibud. That since now her hands is usher to do things for the husband, Shitaka doesn't have to do it. So Freddy Gemara, if so, Freddy Gemara, v'niktish mehashto, if so, why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri just say the husband has to be mefer? Because when he gives her a get later, she'll be usher to work for him if he remarries her. Why isn't the Hegdish Chal right now? Why isn't the Konamis Chal right now? Even when she's married. If you're telling me now Konamis is so strong, let the Konamis be Chal right now. So Gemara answers, Al Muhu Rabbonin Lishibudi Deval. The Rabbonin mid Rabbonin made a very strong Shibud, a very strong obligation that the wife has to work for her husband. Ki Hechad Latik Tishom Hashta. That Rabbanan just made it so strong, so Rashi says it's like Amu, Rashi says, like as soon as the husband marries his wife, Tishavi Rabbanan Kalakeh Gomer, Kamalva. The Rabbanan made it as if he bought it already, as if he owns it already, not just on like a Malva, something she owes to him, but considered like he owns it already. So since Midi Rabbanan, when you're married, her hand is like owns, the husband owns it, so therefore, the Rabbanan made it so strong that her neder is not chal. But this is the svara, that since midiraisa, really the neder should be chal right now, it's just the Rabbanan stopped it from being chal right now, that's not called the davar shlo b'lirlum. Since really, really she has the power to make a nisa neder right now, even though she has to work for the husband, nedarim are very strong, it could take away her achiev to work for the husband. What then? The Rabbanan said, nothing doing, kol zaman you're married to her, we don't want the neder to be chal. So when the Rabbanan said, nothing doing, they didn't say like, it's not called a neder at all, that it's never going to be chal even later on. They said, no, kol zaman you're married to her, you're meshubah to work for him, then the neder can't be chal. But as soon as she receives the get, it's like then the get, the neder is chal like the mafreya. If it only has to be chal from later on, that's a davar shlo b'lirlum. Since you can't make it chal right now, it can't be chal later on. But here, really, she could make it chal right now. Really, it should take effect right now. Just Rabbanan said, kol zaman yamar, we don't want it to take effect. But it's like a gather, as soon as she receives a get, we look as if it's like a chal l'mafreya. So that's why Yechon HaMenuri says, to each the husband should be made for the neder. But it's only a svari here by Nedarim, and there's no kasha to our Mishnah, why Shmuel passing like a Yechon HaSandla on our Mishnah. So the Mishnah. The Eilu Melochai She'isha Eisel Abayla. These are the works that Aisha has to do for her husband. And Mephoshim speak out, these are the big works, the big avodah, big melochas that she has to do. Like Shita, she has to do a lot of smaller things also. But these are the big things. Teichenes, she has to grind the wheat for the husband. V'yofen, she has to bake it, she has to make bread for the husband. Omechabesa, she has to wash the clothing in the house. Mevashela, she has to cook for the husband. Omenikes beno, she has the chiyuv, she has to nurse her child. And matzoyes loy hamita, she also has to make the beds in the house. V'yosef etzemer, she also has to work in wool. Like we had before, she has to do a seller worth, a mishkol seller of semer. She has to do the ma'is yedeho that she has to work for the husband. Hechnisa lo shivcha. Let's say when she got married, she was a rich girl. Her father gave her a present, gave her a shivcha. So she came in with the maid, and she's paying, before I should speak out, that she's paying for it also. She's paying to keep her going. She's paying for food. So then, if she brings in shivcha, one maid,
Then she doesn't have to do the big work of grinding, of baking, and then she doesn't have to wash either. But the other work she still has to do. Let's say she gets married and she comes in with two maids. She doesn't have to cook anymore either. Then she doesn't have to nurse either. Let's say she comes in with three maids. Then she doesn't even have to make the beds either. She doesn't have to work with the wool either. Arbo, but she comes in with four maids, then Yosheves Bekitro. She could sit on a bench the whole day. She's part of doing any work. She could just sit and loaf around the whole day and let the maids take care of the house. The husband can't force her to do anything. That's what Tanakama holds. Reb Lezer Raimano, Afilo Hechnisa Loi Meyer Shvachis. Even if she comes in with 100 maids, the father-in-law is a millionaire. He gave his daughter 100 maids to get married with. Is Alocha still the husband has a right? The husband has a right to tell his wife, I don't want you to loaf around the whole day doing nothing. You have to do some work. You have to work with the tzema, with the wool. Mashma, that's the easy work. Why? Because if she has nothing at all to do just to loaf around, that's a terrible thing. Batola, being idle, doing nothing, brings the dezima thinking about immoral things. So therefore, a man has a right to demand his wife do at least some work. If a husband makes a neder that he doesn't want his wife to do any work, halacha is yotzei, he also has to give his wife a get now. If he thinks suba, yotzei has to give her a suba. They can't stay married like that where your wife is not allowed to do any work at all. Because shabatola mevilo de shimum. Being idle, doing nothing, just makes you waste away. Shimum, you just wear your rashi shigoyin, you'll lose yourself. Come a shugana. Like if you do nothing about tola, that's the worst thing. So even if the husband himself made the neder that his wife can't do anything, so he has to give her a get. So the Gemara, Toichenes, so Mashmin's Mashuat. So first of all, these are the big works that she has to do. But about this, she also has to pour the food for him. She has to wash him, pouring Yudayim Raglayim. She has to hand things to him. There are other small things that she has to do. These are the big works that she has to do. Now, what's the first one? Much the biggest work she has to do is Teichenes. She has to grind the wheat. For the Gemara, Teichenes Sakataitach. Like the Avimineir is the real grind mill. Does Nisha run a mill grind them work by the mill? It's too big of a work for Sakataitach. Do you think she has to grind by the mill there? Ela ein say like this mitachenes. Just means she has to help along. Rashi mechina tzarche tchina. Not that she does the actual grinding itself. She just has to maybe bring the wheat there, or take the wheat back. But about the actual grinding, that they have the shvatzes do. The boys say, else if you want to say, berechaya diyodu. We're talking about now an easy, small mill that you turn it with your hands. Not a big one that Takashi could do also. Tzumara says that masnisin the like Reb Chiya. Our Mishnah is not like Reb Chiya. The Tani Reb Chiya says, ein ish elu liyofi. Husband has a right to say, my wife is only for beauty. I don't want to do such big work. So the first you speak afterwards, Vos says, like Tois speaks out. Tony Reb Chiya ain isha el yofi. Leipolig ela techenes for yofi manika, as benor. He only argues that your wife does not have to do the hard works. She doesn't have to grind and bake and nurse. Look, yaitzebem, shemakichas yofi, because these things take away her beauty. Elo, oise betsemele, avol, oise betsemele polig demais yodea tachem zainis. But that it doesn't argue that she has to do easy work. Just working with the wool, it's not going to take away her beauty, it's not going to ruin her, that she has to do. The divorce says, because he also agrees to the Svar and the Mishnah, that you can't let your wife be a battle and do nothing all day, that's terrible. So even according to Rabbi Chiya, if there's some work, she has to do the easy work. He's the only arguing on the Mishnah saying, this hard work, she doesn't have to do. Her husband has a right to say, like he wants his wife to stay beautiful, and she doesn't have to do this work. You ain't isha el yofi. An isha is only for her beauty. And isha el bonim. You only have isha to have children with. Like, don't make her weak. She won't be able to have children. For Tony Reb Chiya. And isha el tachshita isha. You only have a lady for to put on makeup. Chveis, to give her jewelry. That's what you have a lady for. Wife for. Chas tachshita, Rashi lechtachshita isha. She yiknu lo tachshita lisnoyisbem. That the husband gets a wife in order to be able to buy a jewelry to enjoy the jewelry. The husband wants to enjoy jewelry, so he can't just not buy the jewelry himself. So he gets a wife to let her wear the jewelry. kisser is what he says, that he has a right to say he wants his wife to stay beautiful and not that she should work and make herself ugly. V'toni Reb Chia, her right says she yad in his ishter. Somebody wants to make his wife stay fresh. Rashi as ziyo, make her shine, make her look nice. Is yalbishano klipishtim. Let her wear flax clothing. And her right says she yalben as bitoy, if you want your daughter to look very nice. Yachlenu afreichim, give her younger pigeons, younger chickens, afreichim. V'yashkenu cholvim, let her drink a lot of milk. Samach lepirka, when she yimei anurim, when she becomes a nara, when she develops, she comes to gedola at 12 years old. Feed her well then. That will also be matna. Hakol part of the loch of says is like our Mishnah though, that you don't have to be afraid of this. That hakol part isha does have to do these or avoid this for the husband. But avada, the husband has a right to be meichel. I mean, it's not a din, a mitzvah, she has to do this work. Just means the husband has a right to demand she does these type of works. But avada, if the husband lets her get away without this, to have the money they can afford it, avada, he's allowed to do it. So something she should do, she should not just be a battle and do nothing all day. As soon as you trade, you have to take care of a house, that's also enough. To have to clean the house, pick up things off the floor, mop the floor, wash the floor, do something already, that's also called work. What the Mishnah says that one of the chiyuvim is Aisha has to nurse a child. The Chura Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai. The Tanya we learned like this. Let's say an Isha made a neder, she's not going to nurse a child. Beis Shammai yemrim shemet is dad mipiv. We listen to her. Mashma, she's not mechuyiv to. Therefore, the neder is chal, and if she starts nursing, we pull the breast out of the child. We don't let her nurse. She made a neder not to. Nothing doing, like our Mishnah. She's mechuyev to nurse the child, so she can't make a neder to ask her the nursing. Therefore, we force her to nurse. Nizgarsha, let's say she gets a get, ain't a koifa, then you can't force her anymore. Because then she's not meshu, but she's not mechuyev to, then the neder is chal. But v'imhoye makira, let's say the kid knows his mother already, like he's used to nursing from already, then nisen leschar of a koifa. Then the din is the husband, yes, we gave her get, has the right to, he has to give her money for it, but then he could force her to nurse, like one umini kasoi, mifnei asakona. Because once she started to nurse to it, and the child knows her, if she stops now, it's a sakona. So therefore the husband has the right to force her to nurse, but after he gives her a get, he has to pay her for it. So Chura Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai said the neder is chal. And according to our Mishnah, shouldn't be chal, she's mechuyev to. So Gemara says, no, afilu tayma Beis Shammai, even if you want to say Mishnah, according to Beis Shammai. Hochel mayaskin and goyin shen nodra hi. Our Mishnah, here Beis Shammai is talking about where she made the neder, but for kayim law. So her husband let the neder go through, heavy. So true, she by herself can't make the neder because she's meshubit. But if the husband agrees to it, then the neder is chal. It's like he's causing the trouble. Like he should have been made for it. He should have said nothing doing. Since the time he hears the neder, he says, okay, it's like he's making the neder. That's why Beis Shammai says it's chal. Still called she's starting up here. Even though the husband said, okay, it's not called he's making the nether. It's called she's making the nether. And there is still a hole, she has no right to make the nether because she's meshubit to the husband. Fred Gemara is so, v'niflug b'ksuba b'yalma. If that's the machlekes here, let it be machlekes in all dinik suba, where she makes a nether not to do whatever she's mechuyev to, and the husband says, okay, why is only machlekes about nursing? V'yoy Tanya, we learn clearly, v'shama yermim eina menika, that's what she does not have to nurse. Mashma, when she says it's chal, hello machvata matisim leke v'shama enechanami. V'shama yagaz and now mishta, v'shama says a wife does not have to nurse a child. Therefore, if she makes a neder, the neder is chal. Then it says, "Mhoya makira." But if the son knows his mother, then even after he gives her a get, he could force her to nurse her.